SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, China signals a potential end to its military drills in the Taiwan Strait. Former US President Donald Trump refuses to answer questions during a probe into his business practices. And in sport, Australian women's cricket captain Meg Lanning announces a break with no timeline to return. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. China has signalled a potential end to its military drills in the Taiwan Strait, which were launched after a visit to the contested island by US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Eastern Theatre Command of the People's Liberation Army has released a statement saying it's successfully completed tasks, but will continue to resolutely defend national sovereignty and territorial integrity. It comes as China's ambassador to Australia says his country is prepared to do whatever it takes to prevent Taiwan separating from China. Speaking to reporters at the National Press Club, Ambassador Xiao Xian has said that while peaceful reunification is desired, other tactics could be used.
When necessary, when compelled, we are ready to use all necessary means. As to what does it mean by all necessary means, you can use your imagination. But the people, but the 1.4 billion Chinese people are absolutely determined to protect our sovereignty, territory and great territory. We will never allow Taiwan to be separated from China. I think that is our policy.
Former US President Donald Trump has refused to answer questions during a probe by the New York Attorney General's office into his business practices. Attorney General Letitia James has been leading the inquiry into the Trump family's real estate business amid claims the organization defrauded tax officials and changed the date or values of assets in loan applications. The inquiry is separate from a probe into allegations that the former US president took classified documents from the White House to his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida, which this week prompted an FBI raid. It's also separate from a third inquiry into Mr. Trump's tax returns, which he has fought to keep from releasing publicly. Trump has released a statement following his appearance at the probe, saying he exercised his rights under the Fifth Amendment, which offers protection against self-incrimination. He denies any wrongdoing and has called the investigation a politically motivated witch hunt. Back home now, and Nationals leader David Littleproud is expected to attend the federal government's jobs summit in September as the Liberals maintain they'll refuse to go. Liberal leader Peter Dutton has labelled the summit a stunt and a way to legitimise the demands of unions. But Mr. Littleproud says he wants the opportunity to represent rural Australians, accusing the government of ignoring that part of the population.
I believe that Labor's failing regional rural Australia and understanding the unique nature of the requirements for labour in regional Australia, not just in the agricultural sector, but also in terms of skills. And it's important that regional Australia actually gets a voice.
Police are still trying to identify a man who's been in hospital for more than a month after being hit by a train in Melbourne. The man, who's believed to be aged between 65 and 75, suffered serious head injuries when he was struck by the train at Brunswick on the 7th of July. The mystery man was not carrying any identification and has only been able to utter a few words while drifting in and out of consciousness. Senior Constable Dean Pilati says the man almost did not survive.
The train has struck this man, causing significant injuries to his head. Initially, the hospital didn't believe that the male was going to make it for quite the period of time. We're finding it hard to identify him. We've done everything through checking databases to door knocks on people that we thought might have been this person as well.
Scientists are warning that the loss of the world's largest ice sheet in Antarctica could add up to 52 metres to global sea level rise. Scientists have published a review of the East Antarctic sheet, which is due south of Tasmania, in the journal Nature, finding that parts of the ice sheet's Denman Glacier sit 3.5 kilometres below sea level, making it more vulnerable to warming oceans than first thought. The review found that if global warming is kept to well below 2 degrees, in line with the Paris Accords, the sheet will add less than 0.5 metre to sea level rise by the year 2500. But failure to do so could add 5 metres by the same year. The review was led by Durham University in the United Kingdom in collaboration with scientists from Australia, France, the United States and the United Kingdom. To sport, and Australia's long-serving and successful women's cricket captain Meg Lanning is taking a break with no timeline for her return. The announcement comes just days after Lanning led her all-conquering national team to the Commonwealth Games gold medal in Birmingham. Lanning released a statement saying she wants to spend more time focusing on herself, requesting privacy going forward. Her retirement means she'll miss the upcoming edition of the 100 in England, where she was due to represent the Trent Rockets, while the Australian team is not due to play again until December, when they make a T20 tour of India. And that's the latest SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.